Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. It's Yom Rishon, Matzei, Parshas Nosai, Yud Bei Sivan, Tavshin, Pehei. And I want to share with you what I shared with my Kehila yesterday in the Shabbos Drasha. We learned from Birchas Kayanim, Yiso Hashem Pono Veilecha. Hashem should lift his face to you. Usually a lashon of showing favor to someone. And this pasuk, the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Amud Beis, made a big tumult in Shamayim. Doresh Rabavira. Rabavira darshened. Sometimes the Gemara says he said in the name of Ravami. Sometimes the name of Ravasi. Omru Malachi Ashoras of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Ashoras said in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam. Kasu B'Seira Secha. The pasuk tells us in Devarim Perek Yud. That you're telling Klal Yisrael, you're telling the world that you are a God that doesn't favor, doesn't take bribery. Asks the Malachi Asharis, but you show favor to Klal Yisrael. So the Malachim are asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, in your Torah, it says that you do not show favor, asher lo yisa ponim. And yet we see you do show favor to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar like or dichsiv, like the pasuk says, yiso Hashem pono veilecha. Amar lahem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the malachim. You have a very good question. But v'chilo yos esa ponim li Yisrael, I have no choice. How could I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? Why? Shekosafti lehem b'Torah. I wrote for them in the Torah. V'yachalta v'savato v'rachta. Es Hashem aleikecha. You'll eat, you'll be full and satiated. And you will bless Hashem aleikecha. The mitzvah v'rchas hamazon. Thanking Hashem for the food that He's given us, that's filled us up. V'hem medaktim al atzman. But they don't only thank me when it's v'savato like I obligated them to. They're medaktik, they're careful. Alatzmam ad kizayis v'ad kebeya, even to the size of an olive or the size of an egg, that they also bench and are mishabeach me for the food that they ate. Therefore, the Rabban Yisham says, since they go out of their way, it seems the Pasha Pshat, they go out of their way to do more than I have been mechay of them. So because of that, I have no choice. V'chiloy esef onim li Yisrael. How could I not show favor and grace to Klal Yisrael? Now, if you look at the Gemara, in the little margin between the Gemara and Rashi, which is about this big, there's a footnote there. And you have to turn the Gemara on its side to read it. Ayin bevir hagra mishle chof beis tes. Look in the gra, in his explanation, am mishle perich chof beis pasuk tes. Bior nifla. An unbelievable explanation, umotzuk, and a sweet explanation, bazeh. So what does the Vilna Gaon say? The Vilna Gaon is going on the pasuk, chav beis tes, toiv ayin hu yivayrach. A good eye, he will be blessed, ki nosan milach meiladol, because he has given from his bread to a poor person. And the Gaon brings this Gemara that we just cited, and he has some questions on the Gemara. Number one, why of all the chumras that there are that Klal Yisrael does above and beyond what the Torah obligates, why did Hashem pick this example of benching? Number two, kizayis is smaller than an egg. So Hashem, if He was saying that they're medaktik to bench, even when they only eat a kebeya, and even less than that, only a kizayis, that would make sense. But it says first, ad kizayis ad kebeya. Well, if they're medaktik on the smaller size of a kizayis, so obviously a beya is included in that. What's this ad kizayis ad kebeya? And he has a few other questions as well. So the Gra says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And he says like this, v'achalta v'savata, v'savata is a full suda. How big is a full suda? What's a suda in the world of Chazal? So based on the Gemara in Erevin, that two sudais are 18 gregris, dried figs, which means to say one suda is 9 gregris, which is 9 grigris is 3, the size of 3 eggs. So it comes out, a suda is the volume of 3 eggs. How many olives, how many kezesim are there in 3 eggs? So the Gra brings a zayar that says there are 10 kezesim in 3 eggs. Now pause for a moment. In halacha there's a machlaikis. If a kezayis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ektaisa Shita, that a kezayis is a half an egg, and the Rambam holds a kezayis is a third of an egg. Now, the Gra is bringing the Zayar here that there are 10 kezesim in 3 eggs, which means a zayis is a little bit less than a third of an egg, which is matim with the Shitas of a Rambam, who tells us that we should, the Shitas of Rambam that says that a size of a kezayis is a third of an egg. When you eat a third, you for sure have a zayis because the real size is a drop smaller. Just a side point, interestingly, how the Zayar and the Rambam shtim. So says the Gra. So we have 3 eggs as a suda, which equals 10 kezesim. So he says as follows. A person has a suda in front of him, volume of 3 eggs. If he's going to eat that, v'achalta v'savata, he'll be full, he'll be satiated, uveirachta, he'll be able to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank him for the food he has given him, mitzvah deiraisa birchas hamazon. However, and he points out, v'savata uveirachta, it's one person. One person eating this is going to bench. Avo Yisrael, am kedoshim, mekla Yisrael is a holy nation. Chipsu b'neiris, they search with neiris, like v'dikas chametz. Eich ligadloi ularaimim ayoyser, we're always looking ways, for ways. To be megadel em miroimim, to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be megadel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoyser. And those words, I think, are based on Gadlu Lashem Itiu Nereimimash Mayachdov. That's Gadloi Ulereimimai. And that pasuk is the source of benching with a mezumen. What is a mezumen? A mezumen means that people get together, and instead of just benching and being mevarech individually, we do it together. Rabbi Sai Nivarech, let's all bench together. We're all benching together. Yishem Hashem Mevarech Me'ata V'Yad Olam. We learn that from the pasuk, Gadlu La'Hashem Iti, Uneroimim Hashma Yachtov. 3 people get together and we're Meroimim the Shmai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we are Mevarech Hashem with more than one, with a Rabbim, the Kvod Shamayim is even greater. And when we have a minyan, we're able to even say Shem Hashem. When we say Shem Hashem, we're Megadol Shema even more, with a minyan, a Dover Shebekdusha. That's a mezumen. In fact, the Gemara is a machlaikis, the mezamen, how far does he go? But according to Amanda Omar, and I think it's Gebrach, that's the way we paskin in Halacha, in the olden days, the mezamen, the one who led the zimun, he was the only one who said the first bracha. Everyone was yaitze with him. Like Chazar Sashatz type of things. Because we're doing this all together. So says the Gra. Kalad, man sitting there by himself, and he says, I have the volume of 3 eggs. I can eat the whole thing, uveirachta, and I'll be mevarech Hashem. But you know something? I want to bring an even greater kvod shamayim to the world. Ligadloi ulereimimai. What's the greatest kvod shamayim I could bring with my 3 eggs here of bread? I could get 9 other people and we'll have a minyan. How am I going to do that? I'm going to divide my 3 eggs into 10 zesim. And I'm going to give each person a kezayis. And now that each person has a kezayis, we'll be able to bench with Shem Hashem. What a kvod shamayim as a minyan we'll be able to bench. Now even though I'm going to eat 10% of what I was able to eat, I could eat in the whole thing, and I'm getting 1/10 of it, 1 kezayis. Oh, but what wouldn't I do for kvod shamayim? So I'll be a little hungry. I won't be v'savata. But I'll be able to be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a minyan. And what happens if I can't find a minyan of people? At least I'm going to try to find the mezumen, 2 other people. What am I going to give those 2 other people plus myself? Well, I had the volume of three eggs here. Divide into three. We'll each get the volume of an egg, and at least we'll be able to bench with a mezumin, not with Shem Hashem, not with a minion, but it's still Gadul Hashem Iti, Uniroim Moshmayachtov, three people together. One person says to the other two, Gadlu Lashen Rabim, the Gemara says in Masech Tebrachas. That is what Klal Yisrael does. We look for ways. We go out of our way. We go out of our comfort zone. And even if it causes us a little bit discomfort, I'm only eating 10% of what I could have eaten of my Vesavata. I'm only eating a third of my Vesavata. But it's kedai that I should be able to bring more Kvayt Shamayim to the world. Zok Degra. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Malachi Asharis. You have a good question. But v'chiloyes upon him, how could I not show favor to them? You want to know why I'm not able to not show favor to them? Because I said, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, you have every right in the world to eat the entire suda yourself and bench yourself. But v'hemidaktikim al'atzman, but they're extra medaktik. They're looking for ways to bring more kvoyit shamayim to the world, to be mekadosh shem Hashem even more, legadloy l'raymamoy. Ad Kizayis, the first way that they do it is they try to get a minion and divide up the bread into 10 Kizaisim. That's the greatest Kvayt Shamayim. And that's the least food that they're going to eat now because of that. And if they can't get a minion, then Ad Kibaya. They at least split it up into three to get a mezumin. Have a share of a beya. V'chilayes upon him. How can I not show favor to them? Taka, I don't know who put that into the Gemara, but it's a bir nifle umasuk. Unbelievable and sweet. But the Yisayid Hadavar here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that when we work hard, when we go out of our way to be cognizant of Kvayt Shamayim, to be Mechabed Es Hashem, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are V'chiloy Es upon him. How could I not do it? How could I not show favor? The Gra continues, if we're not worried about that, then it says, Asher Liyis upon him. Our job in this world is to bring Kvayt Shamayim to the world. The more Kvayt Shamayim we bring to the world, the more, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kava Yachol has no choice but to be Yis upon him to Klal Yisrael. Everything we do, whether in public or private, the way we talk, the way we act, the way we dress, our job in this world is to bring Kvayt Shamayim, l'chvoydi asisiv, to bring Kvayt Shamayim to the world. That when people look at us, ashrei mi, that is part of a nation that has a Rabbi Nishalom Mitairasai. That's how they have to look at us, to bring Kvayt Shamayim to the world. And even if it's not to the world, even in private, when we do things to recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it brings Kiddush Hashem b'Galui, b'Farhesya, Kiddush Hashem b'Seser. It's Marvik Kvayt Shamayim. And when we go out of our comfort zone, and when we do things that maybe is not our first choice, so to speak, in the comfort level, but we do it because it's the right thing, because it brings Kvayt Shamayim, because it's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chiloyes upon him. He tells the Malachi Asharis, I should have no choice. In an Eis Sara, in Eretz Yisrael, and in the entire world, Birochik uvikarev, no matter where we are in the world, this terrible anti-Semitism, when we forget we're in Galus, Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds us we're in Galus. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael on so many different fronts? It's Eis Sara Hiliyakiv. We need Yisa Hashem Panav Alecha. We need Yis upon him. How do we get that Yis upon him? The Gra tells us, based on the Gemara, when we're worried, when Klal Yisrael's Am Kedoshim Chipsu Baneiroi Seich Legadlo Yoleroi Mimoi Yoiser, what could we do to bring more Kvayt Shamayim to the world? That's how we get the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to say V'chiloyes upon him and bring an Isias upon him. Yoy Militzar Seinu Dai. And bring the day when there's going to be the greatest Kvayt Shamayim, the Gilui of Kvayt Shamayim in the world, the coming of Mashiach, Imheru V'Yameinu Amen, Kol Tov.